Democratic and Republican
leaders. We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
It's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's senior news analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Well, things are getting heated over new recommendations the State Board of Education is considering to try to protect LGBT students from harassment and make them feel safe in school. One of those guidelines is allowing students to use bathrooms that match their gender identity. House Speaker Kevin Cotter spoke out against this last week, and now State Senator Tom Casperson is trying to make that illegal. What's your take on this?
Well, the latest is that the transgender community is still one that it's fashionable for Republicans to beat up on and apparently plays to their voters. You can't beat up on gay people the way you used to, but transgender people seem fair game, which is all very dismaying. And I can't tell whether these two legislators are personally bigoted or they're just sort of playing to the grandstand. But they're feeding into the great unfortunate myth that transgender people are going to go into bathrooms where they don't belong and do despicable things. Well, the fact is that children in general every day go into bathrooms used by people of different genders. They're called their homes. What the school board is doing is giving a voluntary recommendation for the comfort of these folks and for everyone. They're not mandating that schools adopt it. They're suggesting it. And these folks are coming out and sort of beating up once again on the transgender community, which is sort of dismaying.
The same day, Governor Rick Snyder signed an emergency spending bill so Detroit public school teachers can get paid the rest of the school year. There was news that 14 people face federal charges for defrauding the district in an alleged bribery and kickback scheme, and most of them are current or former principals. What's happening here?
Well, this is about the most unfortunate thing that could happen to poor Detroit public schools. Now, while the governor has signed this emergency appropriation to get them through to the end of the year, they still have to have a much bigger bailout package. The Senate has passed it, the House has not, but as Senate Majority Leader Meekhoff said yesterday, this emphasizes that these folks need strings attached and they need state supervision. It'll be hard to argue against this. I'm going to talk about this more at 1:30 today, but basically you have this district that doesn't have enough money, full of poor kids in buildings that aren't very good and lack heat, and they're scamming money. If the charges are to be believed, and nobody is denying them vehemently, you had a dozen former and current school principals who together got something like close to $1 million in kickbacks, while this developer for 13 years, a suburban developer, had been skimming off something they allege like $2.7 million. Very, very dismaying, and another black eye for Detroit Public Schools.
I mean, with this kickback scheme, is this a problem with DPS culture as a whole, or are we seeing more desperation as people saw DPS going broke and employees were protesting low pay?
I don't think it has anything to do with employees protesting low pay. These were principals who were paid quite well. This had gone on, the federal district attorney said, I believe, for 13 years. These are just greedy, corrupt people if the charges are true. Now, some people are saying the emergency manager system is to blame for this because under the emergency manager, building principals could spend without any supervision large sums of money. Yesterday, immediately, new emergency manager Stephen Rhodes, the former federal judge, ended that practice. There's going to be a lot more oversight and spending, but it's very curious if these emergency managers, Robert Bob and all the rest of them, were supposed to get spending and finances under control while they allowed something as lax as this to happen.
And finally, Detroit State Senator Virgil Smith went to jail this week for shooting his ex-wife's car during a domestic dispute. Yet he is still a state legislator. What are your thoughts on that?
My thoughts on that is that the state Senate can and should expel him as fast as possible. Ironically, the plea bargain deal that he made originally included having him resign, and he got to court and indicated he was ready to do that, but the judge said he had no power to do it. Now, Virgil Smith, in my estimation, has never exhibited any concern for the public welfare whatsoever. If he can stay on the payroll and keep getting paid his $71,000 a year while he sits in a jail cell, he's now happily willing to do that.
All right, Jack. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.